Aloha, everyone. This is the Erica Duran Show, episode 8 of the unscripted version, and we're calling this one Sales Funnel Basics. I've been getting a lot of questions about sales funnels from my clients and the Google Bait clients, and just a lot of questions and a mystery around them, so we're going to talk about them today. Just to let you know, I will be back in Hawaii very shortly on the island of Maui, and I will be at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. So if anyone is going to be in on the islands or on Maui and you want to book a VIP day, a luxury VIP day intensive, just what's the easiest way? Go ahead and email aloha@ericaduran.co and we could get you information about that. If you don't know what a VIP day intensive is, it's really a great way to have a pattern interrupt in your normal routine and get into a place that's just high vibe, luxury, beautiful place. And we actually get a lot of work done. I used to say that in a one-day VIP day intensive, we could actually do the work of my whole six-month platinum program. So it's very powerful event, I guess you could say. And if you want to wrap it into a end of summer, early autumn vacation, that's a great idea too, because a lot of the humans and children will be back at work in school and they won't be they won't be taking up all the spots all over the island. So I would love to talk to you more about that if you're interested in all. Again, you could email aloha@ericaduran.co for more information on a luxury VIP day intensive in Maui. Okay, so like I said, I got a ton of questions this week. I think this was the most asked question just in common conversations and then with clients and then with Google-based clients, and a lot of sales funnel questions coming up. And I did an old, on the archive podcast, I did an episode about all the internet marketing lingo. So I think that episode's called Internet Marketing Lingo Lowdown, if you're interested in getting fluent in this online world language. It's not necessary, but I never really went over sales funnels. I looked back on the old episodes, even though I did go into quite a bit of it in that lingo episode, but I wanted to do one that was more current and more based on what people were asking me today. And that's what's really important with the Google Bait clients is, you know, our perfect SEO Google Bait pages are bringing all this traffic to their website and converting people over to their website from their Google Bait page. But if you don't have your sales funnel set up, it's just not going to work as well. You're not going to convert as many people. You're going to lose sales. You're going to leave money on the table. So I just think people really overcomplicate the whole sales funnel thing online. I think they try to make it really mysterious and give it funny names so to keep, you know, newcomers in the dark or something. I don't know what they're trying to keep it so mysterious for, but just remember there's really no right way to do a sales funnel. Obviously, there's strategy and there's, you know, tips and tricks and things like that, but there's no really wrong way you can do it. So let's just get started here. I'm actually getting so many questions on this that I have an upcoming program coming out. It's a self-study program, but it's part of Club Alihi. So if you don't know how Club Alihi works, it's a new take on a mastermind group where you don't really have to spend a lot of time meeting with other people and doing work that's not revenue generating activities. And one of the programs in Club Alihi that you can also get a la carte is going to be called Funnels, Traffic, and Tripwires. And so I'm working on that right now. It's going to be available really soon in the online store and also as part of Club Alihi. If you're interested in really diving into this topic, we're just going to go over a few basics today. So let's get started. So you might hear the words funnel or sales funnel interchange. They're basically the same thing. It's just a fancy way to say sales process. And what I like about it, funnels, is they honestly are a bit of a lot of work up front, but then they take a lot of the relationship building, the one-to-one relationship building with potential leads and contacts. And it takes a lot of the selling out of your calendar. So it takes a lot of that off your hands. You can automate a lot of your relationship building, a lot of your client education. If your topic isn't something that's completely obvious, there might be some education that goes along in your sales process. You can automate that with a funnel. You can automate your sales process. So let me just give you a quick example so you can see that in my business, I still host one-to-one Aloha Strategy sessions. But a lot of clients in the last year or so, since I had my primary three funnels set up, they kind of skip that Aloha session, or once they get to the Aloha Strategy session, there's really no selling going on. They might just have a few questions about which program's right for them or what level, but there's not that whole 8-step sales conversation process. It's made a lot of the selling, it's taken a lot of the selling out of my hands, and it's brought people to that Aloha session that honestly, they don't waste my time anymore because they're already, quote, sold when they get there. And then the Aloha session is just answering a few questions and actually signing them up. So I get a few people the other way, but the majority of people now that sign up for Aloha sessions, they already know they want to work together, but they don't exactly know maybe which program to go into, or they just have a few questions or something about the payment plan or something like that. So, but all of the selling aspect and all the education aspect is kind of done in the sales funnel. And this is a great way to build relationships and do your sales process one to many at a time. So I can do, let's say if I have a webinar in my sales funnel, I can host one webinar and reach hundreds of people at one time instead of having 100 phone conversations. So it's just really cut down on the amount of time I'm on the phone and the amount of work each phone call is. And it's a great way to automate your business in a way where you can serve a bigger audience. You know, if I was on one-to-one Aloha sessions all day, I probably couldn't be doing this podcast. I mean, that's a big reason why in the last season of podcast that I would miss weeks here and there because I was always on the phone with clients and potential clients. So it's you can see this podcast so far has been a lot more consistent, and that's because I'm not on the phone all day long. These sales funnels have really taken a lot of work off of me. So basically what a sales funnel is you're just leading and educating people to take the next step with you or to take an action. And it really helps you build the know, like, and trust factor with your new lead a lot faster because it's systematized and you can kind of answer all the frequently asked questions or all the sales objections that you normally get. You can clear that up in your sales funnel process so when they do get to you, you're not working with someone who's going to have all these objections or not really understand what the program is. They're going to totally understand by the time they get to you. So we talked to you a little bit about what a sales funnel is, but let's just go over the lingo before we go any further. I know I have another episode on this, but just a few things. Let's just go over the lingo. So a sales funnel is basically just a fancy internet marketing word for your sales process. If you ever worked at corporate, you might have had a certain sales process where the leads would come in and then they get divided up to, let's say, a room of telemarketers, and then the telemarketers sell them, and then the manager confirms it, and that's a sales process in the old kind of corporate-y way. That's how we did it when I was at Marriott Timeshares. You know, we had floors of hundreds of people selling on the phone and confirming and all that kind of stuff. So that's a sales funnel. It's just a fancy word for sales process. And then you'll hear me say a lot of times lead magnet. I hear a lot of Australians and a lot of Europeans calling it a freebie. I just kind of started calling it a lead magnet. And that's basically anything you're giving away to get someone's email address. You'll hear that. That's mostly the front end of your funnel. That's usually the first step in any sales funnel, is some sort of free offer, free gift, survey, audio series, video series, PDF, checklist, any kind of free resource you want to give away. Sometimes it's even a free consult call or a free design session or a free literal sample of something if you have more of a product-based or a consumer food something kind of based system. So lead magnet, freebie, opt-in offer, those are all kind of the same thing. It's just something free. They have to give a fancy name to everything, right? So it's just something free that they give you to give you a little sample, a little taste, and they exchange something of value, their free resource, to get your email address. So you're paying with your email address. It's just like if you go to Costco and they hand out the little food samples, you know, they want to get you to try it before you buy something. So that's really simple. They just have to give things complicated names. And then a tripwire, I don't know if there's, I guess people call it an initial offer or a tripwire, I mostly hear, even though it's not really a very nice word. But tripwire is something after someone opts in and gets your free gift or resource, you might have a thank you page or something, or even an email that goes out that offers the person the next step. And it's usually something very heavily, heavily discounted. So, for example, I'll use an old funnel that I had where I gave, this funnel's still open, but I don't think I have a tripwire connected to it anymore, where I gave away a PDF called 10 Secrets of Snagging High-Paying Clients. And then when you opted in for that, you put your email address in that. You got a thank you page that popped up automatically where you could download the booklet. But you also were offered the next step, which was to take 10 days to Snagging High-Paying Clients online course. And that course back then sold for $97, but on this offer page, on this tripwire page, it was only $27. So it's something that is of great value, but you heavily discount it for this thank you page or this tripwire process that is in your funnel. And that is kind of a psychological sales tactic where you want to turn your new subscriber into a paying customer as soon as possible, because it just flips their mindset. Well, I paid $7 or $27 for this free thing, and it just flips their mindset that now they're a customer, not just a random subscriber or just a follower, I guess, on social media. And then all a sales funnel basically is usually there's a free offer. Like I said, there's some sort of lead magnet, free offer, freebie, sample, something. And then there's a series of emails and web pages that are connected together with a lot of valuable content and maybe educating the client through whatever your topic is, if it's not well known. And each piece of content has a call to action at the end. So they get the free offer, they land on the thank you page and perhaps get offered a tripwire or something, so a low-priced product or program or service that turns the client from a subscriber to a customer. And then usually there's a series of emails and web pages working together to lead the client well, the prospect at this point, lead them to become a client or customer, or educate them on something, or relationship build with them. And then each piece, either the web page or the email or both, have the offer to take the next step. So if we use my old funnel for an example again, I had the lead magnet, the PDF, 10 Secrets to Snagging High-Paying Clients. Then they ended up on the thank you page with the tripwire that offered them a 10-day course on the same topic, heavily discounted from $97 down to $27. And that's something I didn't say earlier. It's not a rule or anything, but it makes logical sense that if you're giving away your freebie, should be related to your tripwire. It just makes the funnel logical. It makes sense that whatever you're giving away for free, you would want to give the next level as your tripwire. Some people just take out a piece of their program and put that as a tripwire. So I could have took out module 18 of Club Alihi and offered it as a tripwire, but I didn't do that. I made them kind of similar. Like if someone's interested in learning how to receive high-paying clients, they'll probably want to take the next step and go through a little mini 10-day course on the same topic. So it just fit together. It's just logical that way. And then after the tripwire, if they did that or not, they still got into an email series that bounced them back and forth between emails and web pages with calls to action on both of those pieces. Always inviting them to take the next step. And that next step in that funnel was to have a one-to-one Aloha session with me, Aloha strategy session, so we could really strategize about how they could start receiving high-paying clients and building premium packages and getting out of the dollars for hours thing. So again, there's infinite numbers of ways to set up your sales funnels. And I just got so many, I don't know if it was funnel week or something, but I got so many questions on this week, so I just had to do this podcast. So just for example's sake, let's go through another email series kind of sales funnel process, just so you can see another example. So I'm just going to use one that I know really well. We'll use the Google Bait sales funnel. So the Google Bait sales funnel, the first lead magnet is the 30-point game-changing SEO checklist. And people opt into that and they land on a thank you page where they can download the PDF. But they also at that point get an invitation to a webinar that goes into even deeper dive into training all about SEO and how Google Bait works and how Google Bait's different than all the other SEO companies. And so from the time they opt in to get the checklist, they're put in an email series that I believe is about 7 days. So every day they're going to get an email explaining something about SEO. So all the emails are very high value. They're not just fluff sales emails. There's content in all the emails that go out. And then at the end of each email, there's another offer for them to join the webinar and the video training if they haven't done so already. And then they hopefully join the webinar video training. And then in that webinar video training, there is on the page with the video showing, there's a buy button for full pay payment plan. And there's also a button if they want to do a SEO strategy session because they're not sure if Google Bait is right for them. So there's choices. That's the call to action on that page. And then after the webinar, depending on what they did, if they just watched it, if they bought something, or if they signed up for the Aloha session, after the webinar, then another series of emails goes out depending on what action they took. So it's like if you think of a sales funnel as a choose your own adventure book for sales, I guess. But that sales funnel has been working really well for me. I'm modeling all my other funnels after that one. So just to recap, there's a PDF free offer that goes to a thank you page. There's no tripwire on that thank you page because I personally wanted to focus everybody on the webinar. The webinar for me, if they sign up for that, that's better for my sake and that funnel than doing a tripwire on that page. And see, that's another thing too. There's no rules. Like a hardcore crazy internet marketer would like probably freak out that there's no tripwire on that page. And I was like, no, my strategy is I don't want people distracted and missing that webinar invitation. So that whole thank you page is about getting on the webinar. I don't need, you know, for this funnel, I don't need a $7 tripwire on it. So that's just to reiterate that there's a lot of fancy words and there's a lot of, you know, rules around sales funnels, and they really, there's really no need. It's really not necessary at all. Let's do another one just so you can see a different type of sales funnel. So let's say you're a professional organizer and your first lead magnet freebie opt-in is a checklist of, I don't know, 10 steps to declutter your kitchen by, I don't know, 50% of the clutter. So they opt in and they get that checklist, and then they get a series of emails, maybe 5 to 7 days, with just extra tips and valuable content. And then maybe on the fifth day, they get a video training. So it's a free video training. And in each email, it helps them with one or two of the steps on the checklist so that you're actually providing content, providing motivation for them to actually use the checklist that they downloaded from you. And then maybe after the video series, there is a free offer for either a free consult or maybe 20% off their package if they mention the webinar or they mention the checklist or whatever, they mention the video series. So as you can see, you can do these all different ways. You can do audio series, you can do video series, you can do just emails, you can just point people to other content that you've already done in the past. I had one sales funnel that pointed people to like five best blog posts or my five most popular podcasts, and then my free video series on Asana or whatever it was back then. So a lot of people already have a sales funnel set up and they just don't realize that they already have it just because it's just semantics. They're just not calling it a sales funnel. But even if you have just a single opt-in offer where people opt in and then they get emailed the free gift or the free lead magnet, that's a sales funnel. That's the smallest first baby step of a sales funnel. So it really doesn't take that much to build it out. And I know there's very complicated sales funnels out there, especially people that have Infusionsoft and everything, and they have abandoned cart features and, you know, all this if this then that and this happens. And if they don't click on this but they click on that, they go in a whole other section. And I don't think any of that's necessary. It's just way too much overkill. I mean, if you have to be that complicated and that scientific with your sales funnel, then I don't know, maybe you should work on your products and programs and offers a little bit to be a little bit more enticing than having to be so scientific on this back end sales funnel. And I think this is what I was talking about last week too, in that there was a time where there were just internet marketers, and that's what they did. They got leads on the internet and put them in a sales funnel to sell somebody something on the internet. But then when just all the normal service-based businesses and product businesses started marketing online, because that was just the future and that was just the way to go, we are still caught up in all that hardcore internet marketing BS that doesn't apply to a lot of service-based entrepreneurs. They could just do a really simple clean funnel with a lead magnet, a tripwire, a few emails, and a webinar at the end, or a free consult at the end. It doesn't have to be that difficult. I think if you're overcomplicating it, this is what I see. I see a lot of people scared of sales funnels and not understanding them and then not setting them up. And then they're getting exhausted because they have to do all their sales and marketing and all their networking and all their education-based marketing themselves. They're not automating anything or outsourcing anything to a sales funnel. So don't be afraid of these things. There is strategy involved, and there is, you know, some technical aspects of getting your tools to work together, getting your email system to work with your website, and getting all these pieces in place so that things don't get lost in your sales funnel and so everything works. But it's worth all that work up front to set the sales funnel up. And it is a lot of work. I mean, you're writing a ton of emails, you're writing a ton of web pages, you're filming perhaps an hour and a half webinar, you're setting up all the technical behind the scenes of it, payment buttons for the tripwire, you know, that 10-day course that was my tripwire that was, you know, $97. Down to $27. That course took a lot of work, and there it was, just, you know, selling for $27, but it was totally worth it because everyone, you know, went through that and felt like they knew me already. They knew that kind of content and that kind of teaching was the way that they like to learn. And then they were ready to upgrade to like the Platinum package or Evolve or Google Bait or whatever they wanted from there. So give funnels a try. It'll take a ton of work off of you to have these things automated. And then what a lot of people do is they take the money from the tripwire, the little $7 to, I've seen them for $97. So it's usually like $7, $37, $5, something like that. And they use that money to boost their Facebook posts or something like that. So they'll put that tripwire money, they kind of earmark it for some first level marketing spend or ad spend. I haven't really done too much of that because I have all the Google Bait pages working for me instead of paid ads. But that is something that a lot of my colleagues do. They use their tripwire money to buy Facebook ads. So if you're into Facebook ads, that might be a way to cover your ad spend. I don't really do that. But I would love to help you if you think funnels are still mysterious or complicated, or you just don't want to deal with the tech. We can totally help you with all those pieces, or you're just kind of confused on what to offer and what to say in the emails and what to price your tripwire, what to price your programs, all that kind of stuff. We'd love to help you. You can still sign up for that Aloha session at ericaduran.co/Aloha. We're still doing, even though we have all these funnels, I still enjoy doing the one-to-one Aloha sessions and meeting everybody and getting to chat. So I hope this episode kind of cleared up the fog on these funnels. And again, probably in the next 3 weeks or so, we will have, what was the program name? I can't remember it now. How funny. I just came up with it the other day. Funnels, Traffic, and Tripwires is the new program coming out. It's also part of Club Alihi. And yeah, I would love to meet you and have a luxury VIP day in Maui, Hawaii, if you are inclined to do that. So again, for a VIP day, you can email aloha@ericaduran.co. What some people have done in their VIP day is we've put together all of the pieces of somebody's funnel and all the moving parts. So all the tech, all the free offers, all the stuff we just talked about, we've done that on one VIP day. And there's maybe a little homework here and there, but at least you leave with a couple of working funnels and everything set up and the tech done. So if you want help with that, I'd love to help you. I will be back soon. And if you have any questions or want me to cover a certain topic, I love when you guys do that, because then I don't have to think about a topic and I just provide content of what you guys want to hear. So I see that this new podcast is growing quite a bit on iTunes, and my statistics and everything, it's growing way faster than my old podcast. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk soon.